episode 438, How to Boost Your Energy and Clarity.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Oh my goodness. I have so much in store for you today. Are you ready? My head is about ready to burst because, oh, I can't wait to share it all with you. We're going to chat about how to boost your energy and clarity. I have so much energy right now. I just want to give it away. Are you ready? Catch it right now. Here it comes to you. Yes. It's going to be an awesome day. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this awesome family that we have here. I am thrilled and just completely humbled that you have chosen to spend your time with us today. So if you have questions, hey, let me know. That's what I'm here for. Head on over to createyournow.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter. I am here for you. Reach out. I'm truly here to serve you from my heart and with everything that I have. Okay, we got to get into this. I can't wait any longer. How to boost your energy and clarity. Remember, it's spring. Spring is in the air. And I am thrilled that it is because the sun is shining brighter. You hear the birds chirping. In fact, my son this morning said, "That is the fattest bird I've ever seen on our lanai." And oh, and for those of you who don't know what a lanai is, that's a deck. And he's like, "I've never seen such a fat bird." And I just kind of laughed. I'm like, oh, it's so nice to have spring around. And you can't help but smile when spring's here. You begin to see the trees, the little budding of the trees, and knowing that, oh my gosh, the leaves are coming around and the daffodils that are coming up and the tulips that are going to appear. Oh, I just love it. Can you tell I'm excited? Now, you may be thinking, spring cleaning? I don't want to do spring cleaning. Well, today we're talking about how to boost your energy and clarity. And with that, ultimately, we're talking about productivity. But we're also talking about spring cleaning. Now, if you remember, in episode 436, we talked about revolutionize your life with spring cleaning. And in there, we talked about clearing the clutter to unleash your impact. Remember that kiss? If not, go back and listen to it. You want to hear about it because it's real important about what you think about yourself. Within you. You have got to spring clean you. But now we have to sometimes get to the heart of the matter, and that's our homes. Oh, yes. How many of you all have dust bunnies growing around? And you know that they're there, but you kind of have ignored them. And you hope that they will just kind of, well, dust themselves out the door when you open it. But they don't. They keep collecting more and more and more. And as time goes by, it's like me. I open up my linen closet and I'm busting at the seams, literally. I have pillows that are holding things in so they don't fall out when I open them. Now, really, yes, I need to take time to do that. But that's how we live our lives. We just keep stuffing it all in, hoping that it's going to fit. And then we smush it closed and go, okay, I hope the doors hold. And you take a deep breath. But then what happens? You have all these things that happen within your body called stress, overwhelm, time, not enough of. You don't know where to start. All these challenges that present themselves. You know, with time, it's like, oh, I just don't have enough time. How can I spring clean my house? When already I am so busy. I'm just too busy. And there's so much to do. I wouldn't even know where to start. The stress, just you thinking about it, makes your heart go bloop. It skips a beat or two. You have heart palpitations. Your blood pressure begins to go up. You actually get like this enhanced hot flash, and you're not even old enough to have or even think about having hot flashes. And then this overwhelm. We tend to use the word overwhelmed way too much. Quite frankly, we do. But it's more of a feeling of heaviness on your heart and in your mind. It's like, oh, I know I need to do it. But somehow you just keep putting it off and you put it off and you put it off. So what do you have to gain? If you were to look at being able to spring clean your house, what would it give you? What's the reward? Because ultimately, that's what you're looking for, right? You would gain what? Energy and clarity. Oh, yes, you would. That energy, you would feel like you could conquer the world. Come on, think back the last time you cleaned something out and everything had its place. And you walked into that room and was like, oh, You know, it's just like, everything was just so angelic like. And you just felt like, yes, I could conquer the world. You can conquer the world. But at the same time, you also gain what? Clarity. You're able to make decisions easier. Why? Because you have a direction. You don't go and your mind's not all mixed up because you're not overly stressed. You're not overwhelming your mind of like, oh my gosh, I just don't know where to start. And then the time and the busyness, oh yeah. So your gain is much greater than the challenges that present themselves. But usually what happens is you look at it and your ultimate stopping point is time. There's just no way I can take that. Now you say, okay, Christiane, this all sounds great, but I really don't need to spring clean. I've done it. I'm really good at keeping myself organized. Okay, don't hang up yet. I need you to keep listening. Because ultimately what we're talking about here is productivity. You can use what we're talking about in any project that you have in your life. It can be used for your business. It can be used for your finances. It can be used for the project. Maybe you're starting a new exercise routine. It can be used for that. Everything that we're talking about here can be used and produced for productivity. But we're just talking about it because it's springtime. And it just seems like, well, it makes sense, right? And why not have a smile on our face when we think of all the pretty flowers that are going to be in bloom and the beautiful, you know, birds that come out and they're singing so brightly. You just feel like you're kind of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and you're just having this la 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 day, right? Come on, imagine with me here. So you don't want spring cleaning to be all dull and boring. So you got to lighten it up. But ultimately what we're talking about here is productivity. Spring cleaning contributes to your productivity. And yes, this is a 12-letter word that no one likes to talk about. It's not that 4-letter bad word, but it's a 12-letter bad word, productivity. So we really don't even want to talk about it because it just sounds like so big and monstrous that we stay away from it. But ultimately, your spring cleaning will contribute to your productivity by this. Number one, better use of your time. That's important, right? When you are productive, you have better use of your time. Number two, you have to be selective as to how you are spending your time. So you're making better use of your time, but also how are you spending your time? We all have 24 hours in a day, but how are you spending it? What are you doing with that time? How much time are you in front of the TV and not doing anything else? And you can't say, oh, but I'm doing stuff for my business and I'm returning, you know, emails and all this. No, 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 no. You'd be surprised how much more productive that you could be without having all these interruptions and using it wisely. So you have to be selective as to how you are spending your time. And number three, you must have a positive outcome. All of those three things, the use of your time, how you're spending your time, and you have to have a positive outcome, all equals and contributes to your ultimate productivity. You want to be productive in life, right? Or do you not? Because if you don't want to be productive, then maybe now is the time to turn me off. But I don't think that's it, or you wouldn't be here right now listening. So we're going to talk specifically how energy plus clarity equals productivity. You heard right. Energy plus clarity equals productivity. If you don't have energy and you don't have clarity, you're not going to have productivity. It's going to be less. Just think about it. When you are not in the mood to do things and you're tired, you're run down, you're not feeding your body properly, you're not hydrating yourself, you have a lack of energy, you're not sleeping well. When your mind is all discombobbled with, oh, just everything, stress from work, the kids are driving you batty, you have too many projects on your plate, there's no clarity at all. When you have all of that, do you think you have productivity? No. What you're doing is you're just living life to get through it. You don't want to just get through life. You're too awesome for that. You want to be productive. You want to produce something that's amazing, that is as good as you can get it with your hand because you touched it. It's not a comparison thing. This is what you can do, all right? Notice that. Remember that. This isn't comparing, oh, but, you know, Jane next door, she just had, I mean, her house is immaculate. Great. Maybe that's the only thing that she works on in her life. And that's fabulous. Don't compare. This is not about comparison. This is all about you. So energy plus clarity equals productivity. Here is the kiss. Boost productivity with small bites. And those bites can be B-I-T-E-S or B-Y-T-E-S, whatever bite you want. But there's three components to it. Number one, you have to chunk your project. Yep. Divide it, break it down, small and concise. You go into your room and you say, I have got to clean this room. And you look at it and you know you have dusting because there's wood to do. You have windows, so there's cleaning of that. You have dresser drawers. You have a closet. You have a bed. And under the bed, those are just minor things. That's not even going into the cabinetry. Maybe you're in a master bedroom area, so there's a bathroom off of it. Technically, that's another room. But maybe you have cabinets even within your room, built-ins, okay? Like for your TV, a lot of you have TVs in your bedroom. Now, you look at that whole room, and you're like, okay, I'm going to conquer it today. I'm going to get it all done. And you don't, because one distraction after another comes. So you have to chunk your project, divide it up. Say, I'm going to start with just underneath the bed, or I'm just going to do the dressers. Okay? That's where you start. Then you move to number two. Designate a time and cut it in half. Ooh. So if you give yourself like, oh, I'm going to take all day Saturday to do this room. No, you're not going to take all day Saturday to do this room. Why? Because you're going to have so many interruptions. The kids are going to come over. They're going to bring their friends. You're going to have to pause for snacks and lunch. And then the next thing you know, it's time for dinner. And you're looking at your room and you've gotten one dresser taken care of. And everything else is all over the floor. And you still have to go to bed. Boy, that doesn't feel good at all. How many of you all have been in that situation? Oh, I have. And then what happens? You just shove it all back where it was. And another year passes, and you're back to where you are today. So we're not going to do that. So after you first chunk your project, make it small, concise, bite-sized pieces, you're number two going to designate a time and cut it in half. So if you say, okay, I'm going to give myself 2 hours to work on just the dressers in my bedroom. Okay, so take that 2 hours and cut it in half. You have 1 hour. Why? Why do we cut it in half? Because the more time you allow yourself, the more time you're going to have less focus time. Ooh, was that confusing? So the more time you give yourself, you're actually increasing your focus time, or you're decreasing your focus time. Now, if I can say it right. So you don't want to give yourself more time. By giving yourself less time, you're saying, this is my deadline. You have a deadline. See, if we say we have all day, then guess what? Oh, we'll look at our Facebook and we'll go and piddle in the kitchen and we'll go and, oh, our neighbor will come over and we'll chat with them for a few minutes. Next thing you know, 10 hours have passed. You've gotten nothing done. Oh, I had all day to do it. And then again, you're back to square one again. So you want to designate a time and cut it in half. So if you're saying, I want 2 hours, you only get an hour. If you say, I want an hour, you give yourself 30 minutes. Okay? And that's when you do it. Period. End of story. That's why you're chunking your project, right? Because you're making it small and concise. You don't want to have a huge project. And then number three, ultimately, is complete the task. Sounds simple. You see, this kiss, boosting your productivity with small bites, can be used in any project, not just spring cleaning. See, aren't you glad you listened? It's important. We all want to be productive. But I know a lot of us, including myself, we don't feel productive at the end of the day. And we look at ourselves and going, what in the heck did I accomplish today? I wanted to write. How many of you all want to be, or maybe are an author, you're in the process of writing, and you sit down and you say, okay, today I'm going to write. Today is my day. Tuesday is my designated day to write. And you sit down, pen and paper in hand, nothing comes out. You're like, really? This is my day. I chose today to write, and I get nothing out of it. Then you find, oh, well, maybe if I go do this, it'll inspire me. And then you sit back down again, and oh. And the next thing you know, the whole day is past. It's bedtime. And you've got nothing on the piece of paper but a few words. Mm-hmm. That's when we're not really productive. And most of us are running our lives that way. We think we're going to have this big, huge day to accomplish everything that we want to do in that day. And it's called life distractions happen. And when those life distractions come in, then we put it off. And when we put it off, what? We're making excuses. And we find ourselves right back up to the problem area, which is, I don't have enough time. There's too much to do. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed out. And I don't even know where to start. So don't do that. Energy plus clarity equals productivity. You're going to boost your productivity with small bites. Number one, chunk your project. Number two, designate a time. Cut it in half. Number three, complete the task. Okay, hold on. There's a bonus. Yes, there's a bonus. You have to think about who will slow you down in the process. For example, children. You have how many toys? How many Christmases? How many birthdays have come and gone? And you have all these toys. And not even half of them are being used. And you want to donate them. That's fabulous. Do not ask your children for help, unless if they're much older. Much older, I'm talking about much older where they don't have an attachment. And that's usually middle school or high school. Because even at middle school, they can still have an attachment. Oh, but maybe I'll still want to because they're not really sure where they are. They kind of still want to play, but then they don't. So you need to take time to go through the area, like for toys, when they're not around. Because they're not going to know they're missing anyway. Then you can load them up in the back of the car, go donate them, and then, wow, you have a clean area. You can have them help with their clothes and things like that, but maybe the toys not so much. And if they come across a toy and say, well, Mom, we haven't organized our toys yet. We haven't gone through this. And you're like, okay, well, let's do this again. Then maybe they will actually slim it down even further. What about your hubby? What about the garage? Does he have stuff in there that you know needs to be gotten rid of, but he won't let go of it for whatever reason? Don't clean it out when he's there. When you're chunking your time, your project, think about these are the things that I'm going to have issues with him. And I know we don't need him anymore. He's not even going to know they're not there. So take care of it. Chunk your time accordingly when he's not going to be around. And do it. Have I done this? Oh, yes, I have. Now, obviously, if it's something of sentimental value, okay, be wise when you're doing that. If it was an investment where it costs a lot of money, like it's a power tool of some sort, do not get rid of that without his permission because you might be out in the doghouse. Just saying. So, you know, we got to save marriages here too. We can't have you in the doghouse. So be careful with that. But it is true. Sometimes it's just like, oh, but I've got to have all these rags and these tools. And the tools are like older than I'll get at. And you've replaced them over and over again and you don't use them. And they could be donated. If you're not sure, ask, obviously. But think about those areas of who will slow you down when you're thinking about working on a particular project, okay? That was your bonus. Okay, now, we have to get specifically down to spring cleaning, though. What we talked about here with the KISS, it is specific to productivity. You can use it in any project that you have. But I wanted to give you just a few pointers for spring cleaning specifically, because it is spring. Number one, give yourself permission to throw things away or to donate them. Give yourself permission to get rid of it. It's okay. You don't have to hold on to it forever. Now, if you're not sure whether or not you should get rid of it, this is a great rule of thumb. If you haven't used it within the last year, then get rid of it. If it's a seasonal item, then within the last season. So let's say you're looking at, you're now in spring and you're looking at winter and you haven't used it since two winters ago, then it's a good indication you can get rid of it. Okay, maybe you've been saving up, you know, ornaments or something or lights forever. Oh, I know I'm going to use those again, but you've moved three different times and you're not in the same house when you originally bought them. Get rid of them. If they still work completely, then donate them. Okay, make sure everyone has a bin for their keepsakes. That includes the hubby. That includes you. And what's easy about that is that when you have particular projects with the kids, maybe medals, you can't hang everything up. But if you already have a designated bin, then you can simply go down and you can have your stack. And once a week, you just go put them in their bin and they're done. And it always keeps your counters clean. So that's a great way. If you have a puppy dog and that's your baby, then if something that you want to keep for him for whatever reason, maybe he was a puppy at one time and he just can't give it up, but he's not interested in it now and you're just getting too much toy clutter, then put it in a bin and put it away, okay? So everybody has a bin for their keepsakes. Number four, If you have lots of children like I do, trying to keep everything is a total fiasco area. It is. It's ultimately insane. So whether it's for your children or whether it's for yourself, scan or take a picture of the project and put it on a flash drive that then you can put in their bin eventually. Now, the flash drive you can just keep in a drawer so you can update it periodically. But let's say they're in a play or they had a concert. If you keep every piece of concert programs, do you know how much paper you will have by the time they're done through college? You're going to have a lot because you at least average 2 to 3 concerts a year over the 12 to 16 years. That's a lot of paper. And you multiply that by how many children, you wonder why your counters are full with stacks. Yes. So scan or take a picture. If it's a project, and it's great. I mean, I love the kids come up with these projects, and you don't want to destroy them. You feel so bad, but you can't keep them all. I mean, I can think of how many Christmas projects I have, and they're precious, and I love them so much, but I do not have enough storage. So I take pictures of it, put it on their flash drive, and with their permission, I get rid of it. But then I let them know, look, we have this forever. You can always go back and see what you have. It's wonderful. You're creating a memory flash drive for them, which they'll always have access to. And for you too. Maybe you're getting stuff from work and things like that. Maybe you do stuff with volunteer and you just can't keep track of it all. Scan it or take a picture of it. Put it on a flash drive so you'll have it forever. Okay? And number 5, painter's tape is an awesome way. Okay, I use the blue painter's tape to label any of your plastic bins. Why? Because you can take it off. Don't write on your plastic bins. You can't reuse them. But if you put on that painter's tape, you can take it off and it doesn't leave residue or anything. It's fabulous. Write it on there with a Sharpie. You can just take it off and replace it. I can't tell you how many bins I have recycled by using the painter's masking tape to label the bins. Otherwise, it'd be like, oh my gosh, do you know how many different things I'd have written on that if I can speak? It would be so crossed out, I would have to buy a new bin. So use the blue painter's tape to label your bins. All right. And then, for example, another bonus, go and empty your pantry. There are a lot of food pantries around in the communities that are in need of food right now. And you probably have food in there that's coming close to its expiration date. It won't expire if you go ahead and clean out your pantry now and go donate it. We don't think about that, but we buy extra and it gets all pushed towards the back. And then we don't think about, oh my gosh. So empty your pantry and donate your items so other people can use them. If they've expired, depending upon what they are, throw them away. Some stuff has a shelf life longer than the expiration date, so check. And also, you could just call your local food pantry, and they'll tell you whether or not they will accept certain foods from a particular expiration time past it, okay? All right, and then finally, we were talking about the linen closet. We started with the linen closet, stuffing our lives, kind of putting the pillows there to hold it all in, closing the doors, hoping that nothing is going to bust out. I don't want you to have a life like that. So as you go and you clean out that linen closet, get rid of those things that you've been replacing, like the blankets. Don't keep a blanket just because it's a blanket and you think you'll use it later. If you don't have a purpose for it, if it's in really excellent condition, good to excellent condition, donate it. Otherwise, get rid of it. Remember the very first one, give yourself permission what? To throw away. It's okay to get rid of things. Some things just don't work. Don't feel guilty about it. I can remember when I went through my linen closet a few years back, I had twin sheets that I had before I was married. We're coming up on 23 years of marriage now, this year. Crazy. Do you know how old those twin sheets were? And I still had them. So give yourself permission and throw things away. When you buy new sheets, get rid of the old sheets. Unless if you're like, oh, but I'm going to use them as rags. Guess what? Then cut them up right then and there. Put them in your rag drawer. Put them in a place where you'll use them. Otherwise, throw it away. These are simple spring cleaning tips that will help organize you. It will boost your energy and clarity, giving you an increase in what? Productivity. I love you so very much. Go out and conquer the world today. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.